This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Clarence McCartney for years was a minister of a church in downtown Pittsburgh, First Presbyterian Church. He said he saw the man first before he spoke to him. The man came into his office and he said, "I knew this guy was mad. He was angry as soon as he walked in the door." We've all had experiences like that when someone comes into your presence and they don't have to open their mouths, they don't have to say a word. You just know this man, this woman is upset about something big time, and that was the case with this man. He came into his office, he said, "I want to tell you this story." He said, "Clarence, I'm very angry at my sister. Our parents died. There's a sizable inheritance. And I don't feel that I've got what's coming to me from my sister being the oldest and being the executrix of the estate. Clarence, I want you to tell her to give me more of the inheritance. I want you to tell my sister to give me more of the inheritance." Well, Clarence McCartney did the right thing. He referred to the passage that we're going to study today in the Gospel of Luke, and as a basis for refusing his request. He said, "I can't do that, because Jesus was placed in the same situation that you're placing me in." Jesus said, "No, I won't do that." And that made the man even more angry. He stomped out of the office, and as he was leaving Clarence McCartney's office, he turned and faced Clarence and said this, "Clarence, if there really is a hell, my sister will be there. If there really is a hell, my sister will be there." I want you to listen to what Clarence McCartney writes after that sentence. He said, "When I heard those words and saw the look of hatred on his face, I said to myself, wherever his sister does end up in the next life, this man is already in hell. Wherever his sister may end up in the next life, this man is already in hell." And what put him there was the fact that he was thinking of this world only, and he had lost everything in the process. All he thought of was this world, and in the process, he lost everything. This is one of the most dramatic incidents in the life of Jesus Christ, where Jesus is approached by a man who comes to him about an inheritance question, and he appeals to the authority of Jesus and says, "I want you to tell my brother to give me more of the inheritance." You need to know this little detail before I read the scripture. According to Old Testament law, if a man died and had two sons, the older son got a double portion. You say, what does that mean? Well, he got two-thirds of the estate. So if a man left $100,000 in his estate, the oldest son got $66,000. The younger son, the younger brother, got $33,000. Did that cause problems? You better believe it did, just like it would today. If someone here got two-thirds of the estate and someone else in the family got a third. And so Jesus uses this incident to teach a lesson on the subject of greed. Greed is a problem not only in the lives of people out there, folks, it's a problem in the lives of people in here, people like you and people like me. Don't ever get to the place in your life where you think of everybody else as greedy, but I'm not.
Well, we'll continue with part two of this message about greed from Luke, the 12th chapter, tomorrow on Cross Hope. You know, money is the most sensitive issue in people's lives, including yours and mine. We'll talk about that as we give a quiz or a test on greed to see if you and I are greedy people. That continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening each day to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.